Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of
Legends Only.
My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And this is your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about
Legends Only. And no paint fumes.
No.
Not this week. Yes, we're not huffing this week.
No.
Mm-mm. Clear mind.
Yeah. Sure. It's hot.
It is
again.
Hot. It's a hot, hot summer.
It's a cruel, it's a hot summer.
Well, it is, in fact, a cruel summer, to quote a lady we will be discussing a little later on in the pod,
or perhaps
more accurately, her fans.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll be discussing all of that in a bit. But speaking of a cruel summer, it is a cruel summer. And yes, this week there was quite the pop culture bombshell. Britney is getting a divorce. This is, something's in the air. Well, there's actually a lot in the air.
Yeah, there's the smoke from the wildfires.
There is the wildfires. This is like, oh my God, it's from Taylor Swift, Ariana, and SpongeBob. Well, now they're together. Rosalia, Sofia Vergara. She's not a queen of pop, but she might as well be. There's a lot of queens of pop having breakups this summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Britney is now no exception. And the late breaking news, she is heading to divorce. And this came in pretty much as we were about to record. This is what has occurred. And I will say, I hope that the man doesn't get a single cent more than what was contractually agreed upon in this prenup. I will say that. And
fucking little telltale rat.
I second that.
And we'll see how this plays out, but there'll be a lot of eyeballs on this, no doubt.
Yeah.
She did, however, speak out in the form of a horse. She did find a horse. She weighed in on the applause versus roar debate by choosing roar horse. So now we know where she stands on the issue.
What can I say?
Yeah, her first way of speaking out was that she was riding a horse that she found named Roar. She's doing just fine, apparently. So we are wishing her the best. And this is, I guess, the summer that our queens of pop are going solo. A lot of them are already.
Yeah.
I approve.
It's been a rough year for our queens.
Yeah, kind of has.
Kelly, too.
Well, that's been like years.
Right. But yeah. I mean, like, it's kind of came to a head with like the album and everything.
Oh, that's true.
The tears on our girls are going through it.
That's true. That's true. New beginnings. That's what I say.
Mm-hmm. When one door closes, another one opens.
Yes.
And you better say thank you to whoever is opening.
Right. Delta point last week.
Oh, gosh. So embarrassing.
Did you get any feedback on your need for to be thanked for the door?
No. Yeah, I did.
You did?
Yeah. No, and it wasn't bad. I just like, I realized listening back that it was like way more serious than I needed to make it. I'm going through it too. You, okay.
Well, everybody's going through it.
That's honestly, Cruel Summer is trending. Like, isn't it like number one on something again?
It's a top 10 hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Relatable. I'm in the trenches with my queens. Okay. Yeah. I feel you. We're all going to get through this. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a time.
Yeah. We're going to see how this shakes out. Mm-hmm. I think the book is
2 months out.
2 months out. So who knows if this is going to affect that.
Right.
Or if there's going to be edits or a pro, what's it called when prelogue?
Epilogue.
Sure.
Prologue.
Pre-chorus. Or some sort of like update. I don't know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know, but we're hoping that she is doing okay.
Speaking of rats.
That's the other big pop culture news. Yes, it is the first anti-rat day of action here in New York City.
It has begun.
It's begun. The rats still run this city.
They do.
And I'm going to tell you now, these efforts don't seem very convincing. The speech about cutting off their food, drink, and shelter.
It's so dramatic.
It's there's just rats scurrying around.
Yeah. Okay, but see, so if you guys didn't know, if you listen to this podcast, you know there's like literally like a war against rats in the city.
There is. And for some reason, rats have become our other unofficial mascot.
They are throwing bricks at Joanne's right
now. They are.
So yeah, they've been starting all these initiatives, and my question is, like, if you cut off their food supply and all of this stuff, where exactly do they go? Like, are they going to start charging? Are they going to start charging into our doors? Is what I want to know.
I don't know. It sounds like the title of Billie Eilish's next album. When we are all rats without food, where do we go?
Oh.
I don't know. I have a lot of questions about the rat enforcement team and how that's been going. Because I still see them all the live long day.
Yeah.
On my strolls through the city. I've come to cohabitat with the rats. I am one with the rats. And I don't think it's ever gotten better.
No.
Mm.
But it could always get worse.
It can, and it will.
Did you see the interactive rat map?
I did see the interactive rat map. That's our Hollywood tours.
Yeah, literally. The color coding and the detail on this anti-rat map.
You could hop that TMZ bus and do a rat tour.
Did you look up your building?
No.
Oh.
I didn't. I, knock on rats, have never had that issue.
Yeah, me neither.
No, not in mine. I have heard things in the walls previously in other buildings that I've chosen to just accept as perhaps poltergeists or aliens. I fear they may have been rats. I never got visual evidence, so we may never know. Could be a small Victorian child. It doesn't know. You know, I don't know.
Dear David. Coming out of the ceiling. I had a mouse problem in my last apartment.
I mean, there's plenty of rats in my life, but...
Here's the trick. Steal wool.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like steal. I thought you meant like grab it and run.
Oh, no. steal it. Yes. No, you take steel wool and you fill up the cracks where... Check behind your dishwasher.
Oh.
Check behind your sink. Anything that takes water or like has like a pole that goes in and out of the wall.
Oh.
Because they always make the hole bigger so that they can fit the pipe through, and that's how they get in.
That's a...
So you fill it with steel wool.
A lot
wool.
Of euphemisms.
Yeah.
Okay, steel wool mm-hmm. in the hole.
Yep.
Okay, got it. Don't take that advice too literally, I guess, some of you guys. All right, that's good advice.
Yeah, take that, rats are.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Rat!
You ever seen snakes that come up through the toilet? Does that happen here?
I don't know. I haven't seen one.
I've seen it happen.
Well, they say if you leave your apartment,
yeah.
You're supposed to put the stopper in the sink.
Oh.
And close the toilet lid and close the sink plug thing, because if you're gone for too long, they dry out and then they crawl up. New nightmare unlocked.
New nightmare.
It's true.
I did once have a situation in college. I did keep hearing little like ASMR moment. Like,
oh.
On the wall. And when I came back from a week-long break and went home and came back, I had found a giant gaping hole in my wall, and there was a squirrel sitting in it. A squirrel had chewed its way through my wall. I don't know if it had done anything in my room before I had got there, playing poker on my bed while I had to call student services.
Release me.
A full-on squirrel chewed its way through.
It was probably scared.
I'm sure it was. Shout out to Brandeis University, the senior dorms.
Oh my God, I had a ghost in one of my dorm rooms. We should do ghost stories at Halloween.
Clearly.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This was fascinating detour, but...
Yeah. Everyone's like, we came here to talk about Addison Rae. Yeah. What is going on?
Well, that is the name of the squirrel. Funny you should ask. Yes, back to Queens of Pop. One Queen of Pop...
The
Queen of Pop, thank you, had a very special birthday. So happy, happy birthday, Madonna, 65th birthday. Spent that in Lisbon, Portugal. Had a fine time with... Now, she is still with this man, Josh Popper.
Oh.
Who, his name always makes me giggle. Popper. It's like... She did it once on Live with Terry Jones. She found herself a popper.
Isn't Lisbon where they used to have those iconic performances?
Of?
Like Queens of Pop used to... Didn't Britney have that really good one in Lisbon? Or am I just like...
Did she?
Yeah. That really good Onyx Hotel performance at Lisbon. With the blonde... It was like this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's Deep how I know cut. Lisbon.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Through a fan cut of the show on YouTube, 2004.
When she had like the sparkle on her cheek. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look at that.
Well, she celebrated. She looked fantastic. There was a bunch of photos and videos. And there were a ton of retrospectives and cool stories about her impact. Not everybody has that. It's Madonna-rama weekends. There will be some Madonna parties happening in the city. And she did a toast when she got her... I don't actually know what she was eating in that moment, but she started
off... The girls up.
She ate the girls up. She started off her toast with, "I'm gonna wake up yes and no," which is a reference to her song, "Die Another Day." Dark humor there. As we know, we
Bop.
Nearly lost her a little bit ago. And she started off by saying, "It's great to be alive." A very solemn but accurate way to kick off this particular birthday, because she had quite the scare a few weeks, months ago. And so we're glad to have her here with us. And of course, just the slightest bit of dark humor by quoting her own "Die Another Day."
Yeah.
Which is pretty iconic, if you ask me. But it also makes me think it's a top of mind for her, that song, which makes me think it's in the show.
Oh, like so maybe there'll be some new...
Oh, I think it was... I just think it's like on the set list.
It has to be.
Yeah. So I think she's been rehearsing, and I think she had "Die Another Day" in her head or something.
That might be like a moment at the show now where she like pauses the show and has like a...
Oh, yeah. It'll be like a heartbeat interlude. There we go. Concept.
Oh my gosh, my brain could... Don't even get me started. I could go on and on. That's like my favorite Madonna song.
It's
one of them.
Really going to be a moment, I think. And yeah, so, oh, also in the past week, we got the rescheduled tour dates. It is kicking off, as far as we know, October 14th, I think, in London. And the first date here will be here at Barclay Center in NYC. So in December.
See you then.
See you then. I will be definitely there and perhaps in London as well. We will see. I'm looking. You know, I'm at a disadvantage because I didn't get the tickets already, but that's never stopped me.
No, something will work out.
Something will work out, and I will be back in London town, I'm sure. But you know where I won't be?
Where?
Although I have passed by it. I will not be standing outside of her mansion in the Upper East Side, chanting her name all the live long day.
Candy shop! Candy shop!
Because that is a stranger, and I do not actually know her. A beautiful stranger, if you will.
Oh.
And there is a separation between church and state and between pop star and personal life.
Well, there should be a separation of church and state.
And look how badly we've botched that. And we've botched our parasocial relationship with these pop stars. Which brings us to our next topic, which is New Jersey. Mm-hmm. The girls were in attendance of Jack Antonoff's wedding. I think it was either the dress rehearsal dinner or the actual... I don't think it was the actual ceremony, but it was part of the wedding. And Jack Antonoff's getting married. He's worked with all the girlies. So Lana was there. And of course, Taylor was there. This was...
Is he...
No.
Oh.
It's... Girl?
I didn't know. I'm not like keeping tabs on his...
He used to be with Lana Dunham, and now he is with Margaret Qualley. It's a special day, you would think. But Swifties had other plans.
These videos are horrifying.
They're just the Eras tour, but in a New Jersey town. Swarming, police activity, people on the balconies shouting, Taylor, Taylor.
Screaming.
And it's like, it's not even her wedding. It's just somebody else's. Animals.
They used to do this when Jersey Shore filmed, though.
It's different if it's the actual thing.
Oh.
You like, that's... If you're filming a production, I find that it's, you know, Eras Tour or Jersey Shore, there is some sort of expectation that you're going to create a scene, but I feel like you should have some respect for the fact that this is somebody's personal life.
Oh, and not like even a private.
Yeah, this wasn't an event that people were supposed to show up at unless you were invited.
Gotcha.
Like, she's not performing. This isn't her show.
I object. The 1989 Taylor's version cover's ugly. I object. Barges in.
Oh, yeah. She did premiere that new cover.
Oh, I have an opinion on that. That one is ugly. I like the one that came out that everyone hated.
That one, the new one, screams American Eagle.
Yes. It's like airy.
All I know is we're getting further and further away from like what I pictured the vibe of this album to be. It's going seagulls. It's getting to the beach. And I'm like, no. Welcome to New York, and like, what? Where are we going with this? The visuals for 1989.
Style.
It's not making sense here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We need to reel it back in. We need to put her back on the Empire State Building with Fudgy the Whale was there this week.
Oh, he was.
It's soft serve day here in the world.
How
apparently.
Is he breathing out of water?
I don't know how anyone's breathing these days, to be honest. But in any case, back to Jersey. Even a lot of Swifties have spoken out, and they've been like, this is...
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah.
I just think...
The one tweet that was like, do you not realize she hates you? And it had like 30,000 likes on it.
I mean, yeah.
I just think it's scary now. Like, I don't know. I just get like, I'm very anxious now. It makes me nervous.
Oh, yeah. Everything makes me nervous in general. But I will say that I just feel like people don't understand that these people are human beings. And to be fair, Taylor loves to embrace her fandom for sure and include them. And
oh, yeah. And more so than
more
a
so
lot
than
of
the average pop
yeah,
star.
Yeah.
But I do think that that has resulted in some lack of social skills slash common sense in as far as allowing her any space to breathe. And you can't even pit this on the media because truly this was just a fan.
Yeah, it was like a pop up. They had to call the police.
Yeah.
And-
So
Teresa Giudice and Jennifer Aiden trying to get in too. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. So
Teresa tried to get in.
Jennifer Aiden, this is Housewives of New Jersey. They were there. So I guess this was like at a, I didn't look up the location yet. Sorry.
Yeah.
They were nearby and Jennifer Aiden starts filming. She's like, Taylor, we really come hang out with us. And Teresa's like, I love you so much. We have so much fun, Taylor.
I mean, that's different.
Yeah.
And Taylor probably would have rather done that than walk through her swarm of stands. I just think maybe everyone needs to take a few steps back and breathe.
Yeah.
She doesn't know you. You don't know her.
Some would say that she does, though.
Sometimes she does know you, and that's that can create
She does know some of them, yeah.
A weird middle ground, I suppose, yeah. I think that's the blessing and the curse of being so engaged with the fan base is you can definitely create that sense of like, no, she knows us. So.
I know. It's still wild to me that she had people in her house and made cookies for them.
I know. She is a mastermind.
We did get that iconic gif of the window where her peeking out
She's peeking out the window.
So good.
Yeah. Ugh. But in general, I would just caution people to consider if... Do we think that my fave wants me here at this thing? Like, I would expect sort of like a paparazzi swarm before I would have expected the fan swarm that it was, I guess. Because it was a lot of celebrities were there, so whatever. I don't know what to say anymore.
It's a cruel summer.
Doja Cat hates her fans, and I think more people should too.
Do you hate your fans?
Yes, very much.
The shit that I've seen, you don't have that many. What is this? I would never say that. Flashbacks. I would never say that.
I just thought that. Saw that and just thought, wow, we are very unwell as a people.
Yeah.
It's Beatles mania. You know, it is a flashback to those days of girls passing out, seeing the Beatles and all that stuff. But it's Taylor.
I felt like it wasn't as scary back then. I don't know why. I feel like now, though, like, it's...
We weren't there.
Well, yeah. It was important, yeah. But, like, TRL would get swarmed. But that was...
Yeah. But again, that is a public event that...
That was the point.
That was the point.
Yeah, the point was to stand out in Times Square.
Yes.
And the camera shot was all the people.
And it's for a thing that is pop culture. This is not...
Yeah.
He wasn't live streaming his wedding or anything like that, you know? Time and place.
Mm-hmm. The visuals are you.
Get a good lawyer.
But, yeah, hope he had a nice wedding with thousands of people chanting Taylor's name, and it's not even, like, it's your wedding, and they're shouting your guest's name. Oh, she must.
I wonder what it was like inside.
She had to be embarrassed. Like, I'm sorry I brought my annoying fans.
She looked annoyed when she was leaving the video. Oh.
Like, could you imagine, like, getting married, and people are shouting somebody else's name while you're doing that? That's so bad.
I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of a... I mean, if Madonna was at my wedding and they're all shouting Madonna, I'd be like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah. He'd be like, mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't want all those people around. I don't know. It's not like I'm getting to the altar anytime soon or ever.
Yeah.
So, Taylor, you can come to my wedding.
I'm just glad that no one was hurt.
Right?
Because it was a little scary looking.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Speaking of... Looks, actually.
And strutting down aisles.
Strutting down the aisle.
Strutting down aisles and runways.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for a segment that I will make sure the stupid fucking MP3 of our theme song does not get deleted out this time.
It's even funnier when it doesn't play.
Oh, last week's was like the way
that
it's
time
just,
for.
Yeah. Okay, so before I press play on it, so you all know, we do not sit here in silence, which it sounded like on last week's episode. If you got the episode, it was like, it's time for, and it was like 15 seconds of dead silence. I don't know what is happening with Adobe Premiere, but they need to get it together.
Yeah,
I fixed it, and now it keeps doing it again.
Oh.
And it's the only thing that does that. Yeah, it's when I run it through the audio leveler.
Well, it could be your new game for the fans, the listeners. If you hear silence, just shout, Taylor, Taylor.
I was like, I was high in the park. I'm like, I finished everything that I was supposed to do. I like exported everything, scheduled everything, set everything. I'm in the park listening to house music, and I get like 3 DMs. Oh my God, you didn't. I was like, I just took an edible.
You and Lana both.
Ugh. I mean, hey, we got to do what you got to do to get through the day, okay?
I hear that.
So anyway, I think it's time for a little segment that I'm absolutely going to double, triple check that the theme song starts playing right now. It's a segment that we like to call...
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome.
This is a billboard.
This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
What if we just sat here in silence?
We should just sit here.
Okay, so my high fashions for the week are actually things that we're going to talk about later, but I don't know if we should just talk about them now, or like, should I mention them now?
Yeah, we
like,
can mention it all.
Yeah. So my first one, which I wrote down that I then later learned through her social media, was the Miley Cyrus photos that were popping up on the shellacked billboards on streets.
Literally, this could be a billboard.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it is. So they were hanging up these photos, and at first I was like, oh my gosh, is this new album? Is this like a print campaign, perfume or something? And so I wrote it down in the doc. I'm like, she's serving in these photos. And then we would now later learn that it's for her next single that's coming next week.
Yeah. Used to be young.
Sure
I'm
did,
not
didn't
like
we?
That anymore.
Yeah. She's still young. Shut the hell up, Miley. I know. You're she's still young.
Exactly. But she's lived many lives because she's been famous since she was a baby.
Yeah, she so has.
She feels 60, I'm sure.
Same. As I, there's, look at the, there's fucking Voltairean on my coffee table.
Voltaire?
Yeah.
That isn't that Kylie's residency?
Honestly, yeah.
What is that for?
My foot.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's very high fashion.
Yeah. Not sponsored. But if you would like to.
Yeah, if you would like to sponsor us.
Yeah.
Voltairean and Voltaire.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, to anyone listening, if there's anyone who knows a connect at Dunkin' Donuts, I would love to do a review of the new spiked teas.
Oh, there's a spiked tea.
Yeah.
Like so alcoholic? That's new.
Yeah.
Really?
They have a coffee line and a tea line. I would love to review them if anyone out there is connected in any way.
Oh, wow.
I would love to do a review, an honest one, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. Well, looking at you, Dunkin' crew.
Yeah.
Make the connect.
Also, low-key, I would kind of want to be a graphic designer for Dunkin' Donuts. So if anyone knows.
Well, this is the secret. This is, you manifest it. So you got to put it out into the universe. Believe, receive, DD.
Yeah.
That is what they say.
Oh, ask, believe, DD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Anyway, back to Miley.
Speaking from DD to CC.
Oh,
actually, we do have, yes, shout out to Ciara, that album cover.
Was this a surprise drop?
It was coming. I heard about it before. It was like not really a surprise. It's just no one really moved as it was being announced, I feel.
It's hard to promote new shit now, I feel.
Yeah.
It's everything's so oversaturated and fleeting on TikTok. And
who's got the time? Fleets? Remember those?
Oh, the fleeting
the
tweets.
Twitter nudes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you could use it for normal things, but on the last day, everyone went wild.
Yeah.
Remember Twitter? But vaguely. CC's got a new, EP.
It's giving
songs,
EP vibes.
It's 22 minutes. It's an appetizer.
Yeah. But this cover is a fucking serve.
It is. She really always does, though. And she just looks better and better, in my opinion. Like, lately, her looks have just been, like, insanely good.
Yeah.
Well, she's got the goodies. What can we say?
Oh.
Yeah.
Literally, it's like puss out.
Puss out.
Hot pink.
Greed. Yeah. Definitely a high fashion toot of the week. And I'm also going to give a quick shout out to Charlotte on And Just Like That. I forgot to add to the doc. In this latest episode of the trauma that is And Just Like That, Charlotte sells art to none other than Sam Smith, playing Sam Smith in the show, and she's wearing some high fashion gallerina outfits as a gallery girl, but also just all the outfits in the episode. Some of the fewer redeeming things of this series that continues to make me question my sanity and grasp of reality. So shout out to Charlotte, who's kind of the MVP of this whole series at this point, and good looks. Good looks.
Isn't the Samantha moment happening?
It is happening.
I saw the screenshot.
Next week. Yes. In the teaser for the next episode, you see Carrie get the call from Samantha on the phone, but we haven't seen her yet.
Oh.
But she definitely made, like, I'm sure, millions to sit there, probably honestly on the set of Glamorous, in a look that she already shot for Glamorous, and just do like a 15-second call.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I'll still cry, but I think that's what we're getting. I'm just worried about the dialogue because it's so, so bad on this show. But I think she elevates anything she's given, so I don't care.
I loved her in Glamorous.
She is the queen.
So good.
She will overcome whatever Michael Patrick King throws at her because, oh, the storylines. I wish you watched.
I know. I have a HBO Max list now.
Okay.
So I don't know when. Catch up.
You just got to get through 6 seasons and 2 movies, and that's it.
I'll see you in 30 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously, lastly, for high fashion, Beyonce again. Just
as always.
Check the Instagram.
She is pissing me off, though, because she added, out of nowhere, added thick.
The whole segment.
The whole segment, yes. Yeah.
And did you see the fans caught that there were new visuals?
Yes.
She's filming. She has to be.
Well, she's pissing me off.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, they deserved it, though, because Atlanta won the on
challenge.
And then night three.
They got it.
Got that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they think that one was filmed, Atlanta.
It had to have been.
Yeah. And then in Miami, she did like a full church girl new performance.
Oh.
I feel she's blessing the fans along the way. It's just, it's nice to spice things up along the way. Although I will hold it against her that we didn't get the thick segment. But yeah, high fashion all the way as well.
Well, Beyonce, we will be perched like little church girls waiting for this film or whatever it is that you are up to.
Yeah.
Do you see she was spotted with that laptop?
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
I don't know if this was like a... I mean, the fans are speculating that that's a sign that she's in editing mode or filming, like, tweaking mode. So, I'm perched, but we'll see. Well, before we get into our next segment, speaking of streaming platforms, I do want to give a shout out to all of our supporters over on patreon.com/legends. Honey. We have an exciting update, finally, after multiple years.
Yeah.
New feature to all of our Patreon supporters. If you are subscribed, you can now sync with Spotify and get all of the bonus episodes right in your Spotify app.
Makes it so much easier.
It makes it so much easier. Like, the Patreon app, she's cute, she's good, she's improved, but this is just elevated. So I wanted to give that update for you if you are a Patreon subscriber.
Yeah.
There are instructions. I will post them there. But yeah, you can connect your Patreon account and your Spotify account and get access to all 146 bonus. I know. Can you believe that?
I can't, actually.
When it like all up, because I had to like, you know, do all the syncing and it was like now loading and it was like 146 episodes available. And I was like, that's like days worth.
6 seasons and 2 movies worth of Sex and the City.
Yeah.
That you have to get through.
So yeah, if you would like to support the pod, there are 2 tiers. There's a legend tier and an icon tier. For $5 a month, you can support the pod and get access to the after show after every main show, as well as multiple other bonus episodes over on Patreon.
Thank you everybody for your support.
And then you can close Spotify out and open up the next app that we love. I think it's time for a little TikTok talk. Oh, what a week this was on TikTok.
It's been a wild week.
This was a good week on TikTok.
Yeah.
The FYP was FYPing.
Yeah. A lot of FAGs on the FYP were acting out.
So one of our queens of pop who doesn't really like being a queen of pop anymore.
Yeah, no.
Is now trending on TikTok for reasons that are not great. So there's a hurricane happening.
It's called Hurricane Hillary.
Spelled like Hillary Duff, not Hillary Clinton.
Right.
But
which feels very pointed.
Yeah. The internet has gone both ways with it, though.
They have gone both ways, but to spell it like Hillary Duff is, I feel, very intentional.
Yeah.
Very, yeah, let the rain fall down.
Well, that's...
I
come clean. It's now trending.
Exactly.
To be very clear, I'm not making light of a natural disaster. No. I would just like to be...
yes.
I understand that there's a lot.
We're not making light of a natural disaster.
No.
It's the name of it that people are making. And in fact, her own husband is
referencing. Husband referenced this and like did a TikTok.
Mr. Matthew Coma. Is she Hillary Coma now? I don't know. Maybe on legal papers.
Let's
take her into court and find out.
But I mean, my name's different on legal papers. So yeah.
Your alias.
Yeah, my drag
queen. As you are in the witness protection program, that is true.
Oh my God. No, but I'm not making light of a natural disaster. I don't want someone to be like, oh, I heard you giggling over. No, I'm not. Also, prayers for Hawaii, prayers for Canada. I mean, there's a lot going on, but...
There is a lot.
If I could fix the world, I would. Okay, I've said it before. I can't. I'm one person. I try. I do my recycling. I care about climate change. I just need to say that. Sometimes people hear me laugh and they're like, I can't believe you're making light of it. And I'm like, I'm not making light of it. Sorry.
Trust me, I get it.
Like, you know me. You know how much I care about this shit. So, like, I don't come on here, like, preaching to everybody. Anyway.
No, I trust me. I get it.
So
in any case,
Come clean is now trending.
As is the video that Matthew Coma posted, in which he said he's been standing in the eye of Hurricane Hillary for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Puts the camera in front of her face. She's not amused.
No, she just gives a side eye.
She gave you the same look as she gave RCA when they said, hey, how about another album?
Oh, literally.
I mean, to be fair, there is we did see like that one producer tag her a missed call or whatever that was recently to a producer, but things remain to be seen or heard, most importantly. We'll see.
She needs gays to hype her up.
Yeah. I think that's always the solution to a lot of things.
Like, Little Lies was a fucking bop.
Mm-hmm.
I want her to talk sing her way onto the EDM charts.
I know.
Call me Hillary. I'm a producer now.
I hope she sees what Nelly Furtado is doing.
Ugh.
And she's like...
Oh my God, I'm just like gasped. I just had like a heart palpitation when you said that.
Mm.
Yeah, so Come Clean is trending with both Hillary Duff and Hillary Clinton memes, as the internet does.
Yep.
That's all, yeah.
There is that. There's also some new terminology that is not new, but it is becoming the week's debate. And truly, I think the jury's still out on the exact definition.
Yeah, when you added this, I was like, wait, I've heard this before, but what happened now?
Really nothing, except, well, okay, what incited this event was a Skims campaign by Kim Kardashian making her debut as Willy Wonka, apparently, with this fuck-ass bob, as many people called it. And then people were delighted, as I am, by the term fuck-ass bob. And then there became a debate about what determines a fuck-ass bob versus a regular-ass bob.
Oh.
And as I have watched some deep, in-depth videos doing comparisons, I do think we're not all on the same page.
Yeah.
I feel like it's subjective. It went viral once on Vine, actually, and then it went viral again when Euphoria came out, and there was a picture of, what's her name? Barbie Ferreira's character, Kat, I think it was. I'm forgetting, but somebody went viral for posting, like, I hate her and her fuck-ass bob or something to that effect. And that had a moment. In any case, fuck-ass bob is now being dissected by wordsmiths and historians as we get to the bottom of what is a fuck-ass bob. It's a feeling. It's a vibe, I suppose. Like, because some people think it means if the bob looks jagged and bad, while other people think it's, like, fierce.
Because I've seen people say that the Kim Kardashian bob, when she, like, slapped Kourtney, was a fuck-ass bob. But, like, Kim was serving in that bob.
Right. It's hard to say.
And the Taylor Swift photo, I always see.
Yes, they always...
If you Google fuck-ass bob, it's
there
that
is a
Taylor Swift photo. But, like, I think that's serving, too.
Right. It's hard to say. We're going to need more data.
Yeah.
We're going to need a lot of analysis. And we're going to need some official fuck-ass bob.
Also, what is that trend where it's, like, dun, 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 I'm going to call you bob? That song?
Well,
isn't that something that's like, Yolanda Pfister posted something the other day that was like Vicky Gunvalson, like AI photos, and it was something with that song.
Yeah.
But what is that song?
A Nicki song.
Oh.
Yeah. Out of My Mind.
Oh, okay. Bop. Bop.
Yeah. Out of My Mind with B.O.B.
Bop. Oh my God. So good. I just think it's funny. I think it's like...
Oh, I love it.
It's like saying wig to somebody.
Right.
It's like, oh, look at that wig. It's like...
I feel like it's also in the delivery. I'm not sure, but I do feel like that fuck-ass bob could be like really cavunty, or it could be really...
Bobs are cavunt.
Sharp and tattered.
Yeah.
In any case, this is definitely something to be on the lookout on the internet. It should hit your doorsteps any moment, or for you people who only see reels, in about 3 months.
Yeah, honestly true. Also, speaking of Yolanda Pfister, I do want to shout out the appearance on I've Had It.
Yes.
This is iconic. This is...
Yes, it's transcended.
Legends only. This is what we're talking about. I want to give a huge shout out to Yolanda Pfister for being on the I've Had It podcast.
Yes.
I mean, really like the new king of the internet, honestly. Yeah.
Making great strides.
Yeah. And it's just, it was so funny seeing him on the screen. And they're like, Yolanda Pfister is here. It's like, if you think about it from like a very like on the surface level, the name, it's so fucking funny. Like, they're just like, we're here with Yolanda Pfister. And he's just like, like, it's so funny. It's so funny. I'm sorry. Oh, and then the fucking Vicky Gunvalson AI photos. Did you see this?
I did.
And the new, like, recaps, like the weekly meme recaps are so deranged. I really just need to praise Yolanda Pfister yet again to the world.
Yeah. You've got to follow.
Mm-hmm. We need to have Yolanda Pfister call in.
Honestly.
Oh, my God. Okay. We'll make it work.
Next point of
we'll
order.
We'll find time zones to, you know, match.
Yes.
Yeah, the photo that he posted of Vicky Gunvalson where she took a photo of her tits in the headphones.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's literally Slater promoting her new single. I'm obsessed.
There's so many sounds also that are making the rounds again, including not only just the B.O.B. This is just a brief mention, but you know the audio, Here Comes the Boy?
Yeah, this was so cute.
This is crazy.
Story.
So,
here comes the boy.
There was a prompt on TikTok to explain, like, name some very insignificant thing you did in life that changed the entire course of your life, which is a very interesting prompt and often is all it takes to completely change the course of your life. In any case, the user June Elizabeth posted the full story behind this very, very viral audio of her singing, Here Comes the Boy, Hello Boy, to
a cat.
A cat walking up the driveway, but somebody then like set dreamy music to it, and it was everywhere in like 2021 and last year. In any case, she did a follow-up about that audio, and it turned out that it caused her to become like famous in Korea, where
she was recognized by somebody.
Recognized. She got a job out of it. She ended up meeting the love of her life and established themselves as something because of...
Someone recognized her. It led to this moment.
Yeah, just singing to a cat.
Mm-hmm. That's what my fucking mantra poster says on my door.
Sing to the cat?
No. Yeah, no.
Oh.
It says, stop chasing the love of your life. When you start doing the things that you love, it will find you. Love will find you.
How much you gotta do that for until it finally comes?
I don't know. Well... Depends. Depends on the guy.
I feel like I've been... Anyway. Keep chasing, I guess. Well, in any case,
you
got
to start dating under the age of 25 is what you need to start sorry, just saying. Just saying.
Yeah, it's not like I'm exactly trying hard either. Anyway, this is about how everyone should be inspired and invigorated to... post seemingly meaningless shit that can change your life.
Yeah.
You never know.
You never know.
Including this other audio trend.
Well, this is changing her life.
This is changing her life. There is a sing-along trend, of course, on TikTok where you color match the verses and you can go back and forth with somebody.
Open verse challenge.
Open verse challenge. And we've got Billie's inescapable Barbie song doing the rounds, What Am I Made For? And one user has just taken over with this duet, which we will play. Queen
Z-Lock.
Queen Z-Lock, The Voice.
When did it end? Although enjoyment, I'm sad again.
Oh, you nailed it.
Don't tell your boyfriend what was he made for.
That's exactly it.
I cannot get enough of it.
Especially because now everyone else is doing that.
The choirs.
The Although Enjoyment choir.
Yeah. Although Enjoyment is the new.
That is what people will sing back at her at the concert now.
I hope, Billy, you know
she's seen it. She likes it.
Phineas is a big TikToker.
Yes.
And Phineas posted that Stitch. Did you see this one the other day of the jellyfish girl?
No.
And she's like, it's not what you think it is. Oh, it looked like a fleshlight.
Oh.
And he's in this. I think he's in the studio with Billy.
Yeah.
And he stitches it and she's like dying laughing next to him. So
I would be willing to
bet that she knows about this. I hope she acknowledges it.
I hope she sings it. Yeah.
Or like stitches it or does something, because I hope that I hope that her account grows so she can like make some coin off this and like get acknowledgement and
although enjoyment.
Yeah, she's got like 400,000 followers now, so
it's pretty good.
Yeah, we're gonna post her so you guys can go like it. And I like every single one.
She very noticeably has like rainbow hair,
mm-hmm.
so it's hard to miss.
Yeah,
when she comes up on the FYP.
Well, and she does it like every single day.
Oh.
She keeps doing versions over and over.
Mm.
And now there's instrumentals.
Yep.
And people are taking like objects that make sounds and doing it's so niche.
I was just gonna say, it's so crazy how it feels like we go into such niche topics, but then all these videos have like millions of views and likes. And certain corners of the world know exactly what we're talking about, and others are so confused. And I know we get feedback on both ends about that, but it's like, this is the problem, or I guess the state of the world, of the fame fragmentation problem, where it's like, some people know exactly every single thing we're talking about, and yep. their For You pages look the same, and others are like, I just have reels on Instagram.
Oh.
Like, you know? Well, we're here to bridge that gap. So
yeah.
you're in the know, so you don't have to directly be on TikTok if you need to vaguely be aware of what the kids are tuned into, I suppose.
Yeah, you can look at our reference Instagram reel.
Yeah, that's
carousels.
True. Yes, it's true.
All the enjoyment.
And we do have a new best friend on TikTok, a new girly who we're living for.
Hi, it's Helga here. I'm here with my friends and my wife. Helga here at the farm.
Hi, Helga here. Kind of looking very nice tonight, right? My hair.
So,
we don't know much about Helga yet.
I am obsessed with Helga. Watch, we're going to find out she's some homophobe.
I'm sure. We'll give it time.
Yeah.
Milkshake Duck is going to happen with her. Helga 3178.
I am fucking obsessed.
She seems to have a perfect life.
She is just living.
Living, just splashes on the boats and enjoying the sunset.
Her farm. Her friends, her lake, and her wine.
We need Helga on the pod.
Oh, hi, it's Helga here.
Every single TikTok starts with that, too.
Yeah.
So there'll be one where she's, like, super tired. She's like, hi, it's Helga here. Hi, from Helga. And then, hi, it's Helga here. I've got my wine. Oh, I just love people. I really do.
Well, not so much me, but...
I just think everyone's so fascinating, like...
That's true.
You know, there's such a big world out there. What am I made for?
Oh,
you know?
No. Here we go. Billy?
I need Helga to do the open verse.
Helga fix my life.
Challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to shout out another TikTok user that has been all over my FYP as well. At RJPASIN, who is a guitar, like, synth player.
Mm-hmm.
And doing these like riffs that are all trending now, like going crazy viral. You've probably heard one if you know you're gay and like you are on TikTok, but I'll play one. Very pretty.
Yeah.
Very talented.
There's another thing that we actually haven't talked about, even though it's been growing and growing. And at this point, we do have to talk about it because it hit MetLife Stadium, not MetLife, Yankee Stadium. That would be the Planet of the Bass phenomenon. I know all about this because I actually did have to cover it because it got so big. And so I had to know the whole backstory about this. Comedian did a Eurodance parody called Planet of the Bass. Spot on sort of like 90s, early 2000s dance song featuring a true to form, like a female vocalist who doesn't actually sing the song. Biljana Electronica, I believe, is her fake name. And this is DJ Crazy Times. They filmed it at the Oculus, was like the original video. And it just like completely took off from there. And so he did it a second time with a different vocalist. And he got so much backlash for not having the original legend, Miss Biljana Electronica. And then he did it a third time with the comedian Sabrina Breer, who does the like friend who can't. You know.
Oh.
Yes.
She is
very funny.
So fucking funny.
So she was the third Biljana Electronica. And people were like, she's slay, but like, give us back our queen. So he finally did the music video featuring the original Queen of Pop in her outfit. I loved that all the comments were like, I didn't know I could have nostalgia for someone I just found out about 2 weeks ago, but they were so relieved that she was back in. And the Jonas Brothers had them perform at their
stadium show.
And you can watch, the video is so funny because you can tell who's terminally online and who isn't.
Mm-hmm. Some people were into it.
And most people were like, what?
Who is that? Going on?
It's really funny to watch how the internet works now. But yeah, Kyle Gordon is DJ Crazy Times. And he just released the full original song, which I don't think probably existed until it blew up and they had to like make a full song. But the actual vocalist also has been posting and she's like singing renditions of it. It's just one of those internet things that's happening. This is going to get him a slot on SNL or something.
Yeah. Like,
I feel he's been doing parodies and funny videos, but this is like, I bet it's going to lead to something.
It reminds me of a little bit Alexis.
Mm-hmm.
Like an unintended parody that is an actual bop.
Bop, yes. It's the perfect playful mix of the way that those songs used to be broken English. Like it always felt like they were translated to English, translated back and translated again. So it was like the meaning was there, but the wording was off. That's exactly what all the lyrics are. So we're just giving them a shout out. And so did the Jonas Brothers. Yeah, they're now like a week or two deep into their Eras tour.
Yeah, they've got like a full year and a half to go.
Crazy.
I think I'm going to go in December.
That seems nice.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some new music that isn't a parody and isn't TikTok this week.
But they are bops.
But they are bops.
Bop. Bop, 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 bop.
I have a new song out.
New remix alert.
Surprise.
Surprise, bitch.
I don't like hype, so it just dropped. My remix of Boy2K's Freedom Bass is out.
Love
and the
it.
Girls are like into it.
Yeah.
I finished this one like 3 months ago.
Oh.
And she's out. It's a little piano house with a dash of tropical, a little dash of tech house. And it's gay.
I think you should write out the full recipe.
Oh yeah. Like a sprinkle of tech house, 1 tablespoon of Dom Dala.
Yep.
4 cups of Kavan. A little piano house.
Love it.
Yeah.
This goes off. Yes. And then your videos always help.
Oh, yeah. I'm really leaning into the deranged dancing memes. I feel like that's going to be my thing now as a producer.
I think it's a good move.
Because I don't want to be on camera.
Yeah.
So
I feel that.
I feel like I'm going to have the Denise Richards as like my mascot.
What Denise Richards?
The dancing Denise.
Oh.
That I put in everything.
Yes.
There's like a crew of like dancers that I have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey. Maybe she'll even dance in a video for you, like special.
Oh my God, imagine.
I bet you could get that. On
like
Cameo.
The One Margarita remix with yes. Cindy Crawford, but it's me with Denise Richards.
I feel like you could absolutely get that like on Cameo.
Oh my God.
Denise!
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny.
Well, from Denise to Demi.
Oh. Demise.
Demise. We also have the latest offering from revamped Demi Lovato's I Like to Rock Out, I Like to Be a Rock Girl album. This time revamping Confident. What's wrong with being confident rock version? It hits harder.
She's slaying this.
Yeah, this is a good move for her.
She seems happy.
She seems confident.
She seems really into it.
She does.
She seems like she's, you know, got things back on track. I'm really happy for her.
Yeah.
Excited for her. Because like you said, her vocal really fits this style of music so well.
She was meant to do this.
Yeah. I need Make a Wave rock version with Joe Jonas live. Demi, if you're out there, Make a Wave rock version.
Let's see it.
Oh. What else would I want to hear? Rock version?
Well, the Neon Lights one I'm really excited for.
Ooh, yeah.
Also like to give out a shout out to Anita, who's back with a 3-song collection called Funk Generation, a Favela Love Story, including the song Used to Be, which has the lyrics, I used to be a hoe, now I ain't no more. I can relate to I can't fully relate to this song because I don't think that ever ended for me.
It did for me.
Yeah.
You can
relate. But this is a fucking bop. And I stan. Shout out to Anita and RT for Brazil. Mm. And speaking of songs about sluttery.
Slay!
It's time to indulge in the latest from Slater's Starfucker coming very soon. This one's called Erotic Electronic.
She fucking ate this.
This era is tight. It's like a cohesive. It's working. It's got a sound, a vibe. This particular song leans heavily into the sort of turn off the lights, Kim Petras kind of vibe, Halloween-y vibe I'm getting. It also vaguely reminds me, this is an extremely niche reference, of Cheryl's Live Life Now. For those of you who listen to Cheryl, it reminds me of that sort of delivery. But yeah, it's very porny, hot, good.
Synthy edgy.
She's got a video of her strutting down Hollywood with her bits out.
I loved her tweet that was like, I almost got arrested for this. Go watch it.
Iconic.
This is making me excited about music in a way that I haven't really felt fully. A lot recently. Like, I'm still excited about singles and stuff, but to see someone do like a cohesive era and seem like she's like really having fun with it, like all the tweets and the posts, and she seems like super engaged, and it's just, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this album to come out very soon.
And Miss Belladonna still is like growing on me like more and more.
She's now 3 for 3, I believe it is. Out of Time, Belladonna, and now this one.
So Belladonna.
Yeah. So check that out from Miss Slater.
When does Starfucker come out?
I believe it's September.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure the same as Kylie. It's going to be a good week. And then, I meant to add it this too. Tinashe is back too with a song called Needs. And let me tell you, once again, give her a place, she'll create some choreography down. Like the dancing in this video, she's allergic to never serving. She always serves. She just always serves. And she's really, really fucking nailing it with this, whatever this whole era is right now. I feel like Slater, I feel like we're on a great path with her. So check out Tinashe's new bop. Oh yeah. And then we referenced her in High Fashion.
Yeah. But Ciara. I remembered, I didn't say it, but the BRB.
BRB is the one.
Yeah.
BRB has like a squeaky bed noise in it. It's the same noise as in Anita's used to be, actually. So it's a huge week for bed squeaking. So just, that's a note.
Starfucking, bed squeaking.
Starfucking, bed squeaking.
Tits out.
Uh-huh. Huge week for that. But we have something to discuss that we would argue is the main event. The main course that we've been teasing for an hour now. And it all happened so fast, honestly.
Yeah, within a week.
This was not on our radar at all.
We had surrendered to the fact that this would only live on SoundCloud forever. In fact, until now.
I was even told that these songs were being surrendered to other people like months ago because they had taken too long and people were shopping the songs around. So I had thought it was truly gone. But no, either that was misinformation or she reclaimed them or what, I don't know. But Miss Addison Rae, born Addison Slay, has unexpectedly delivered AR, her first album,
EP
of leaks from the lost album that we've all been clamoring for, from Obsessed to I Got It Bad to Die For to Nothing On But The Radio.
I still can't believe it.
I cannot believe this is a historic song. Originally penned sometime in 2010 with Gaga, Billy Steinberg of Like a Virgin fame, like iconic, and it was tried and failed like a few albums, I think, through Gaga, just didn't end up happening. Made the light of day with Addison Rae, Ray of Light. But we are here finally with AR, which was teased in the form of truly nothing, just sort of like
a website drop
with scribblings around it, like, and a big bubblegum bubble, which is just all perfect for this. Like, the bubblegum pop of this all is very smart and correct, and it's like, yes, the reference is like bubblegum pop, Britney, Y2K, like all of that is like correct. in the vibe of this EP. And yeah, then we got the news that indeed she said basically when the AR dropped was like, before I can move on with my music, I wanted to tie things up with what I've come out with before. Hope this makes you dance or have a good time or whatever. And yeah, we are here with truly the savior of pop.
It's so exciting because has this ever happened before where
good things happen to us?
Yeah. Where like someone, like stuff leaks and then...
Well, things leak, but then they usually sound way different. And mercifully, I mean, she did fondle I Got It Bad a bit. There is a little added in production that I kind of low-key wish wasn't there. It's a little more produced, but I do love what she did with the end of it, which is like kind of flipped the melody a little bit and added some new vocals. I love the end of I Got It Bad. There's just like a little more production to this than the leak.
It's crisp.
It is crisp, yes. But this is, I mean, I Got It Bad, I was always championing and saying like, it needs to be out. It's perfect. And it is out and perfect. Shout out to Leland, co-written by Leland and Madison Love, and co-produced by Oscar Gores and Rami, otherwise known as co-producer of Baby One More Time.
Oh,
on this fucking track. This is a anointed, blessed track already.
It's so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like pop bliss.
It's nostalgic. It's pure pop. It's delightful. And I have to say, there are some people who don't get it or don't like it or whatever. And I just feel, first of all, that just makes me like it more. I'm so sorry.
Same.
But anytime that they're mad at it, I'm like, well, I'm going to stand harder. But also, I feel like they don't get it. First, if you close your eyes, this could be Hilary Duff. I really feel like a lot of it could be Hilary doing this.
Yeah. It could be Heidi Montag.
It could be Heidi. It could be Paris. It could be, it's that vibe of like, I don't know. So that's the first thing. And second of all, and third of all, what happened to fun?
Literally.
Like everyone complains that everything is dreary and that everything is serious and all about heavy topics. And you've got your Billy and Lana and you know, more down-tempo pop era that was ushered in. How about some fun? How about some escapist, smooth brain, no thoughts pop?
Yeah.
Because that's what I want.
I mean, To Die For, I feel like, is such a good walking song.
Ugh.
It has the perfect tempo of just like strutting down the street.
Oh, it does. Pull up to the light, then turn over at the right. Is that the lyric?
No, fake fan. I think what I like about this the most is I was an Addison Rae hater at first with Obsessed. I was like, oh, who's this TikToker trying? Like, I was Aubrey O'Day when she's like, oh, now you can fart the national anthem and have a record deal. Yeah. I was that person at first. And then the more I listened to Obsessed, I was like, wait a minute, why am I a hater on this? This is like literally my kind of pop music. Like, why am I being such a hater?
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this where I was like in denial of my own age and like the fact that, you know, my faves of the past aren't doing, you know, everything is cyclical is my point. And now I'm just like realizing that she loves the same pop music that we listen to.
Oh yeah, she has taste, genuinely.
Right, and like you hear it in all of the songs. Like I'm like, oh, this reminds me of Britney, and this reminds me of Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of Charlie. Like she has taste.
She does.
And it's in it, and yeah, it's fun.
It is. I mean, to
I
die
don't think
for.
She's copying anyone, like.
No.
Remember, she got all that flack when she was like, "Oh, I feel like Britney Spears," and everyone's like, "Ooh." Whoop. But now I'm like, I hear it and I'm like, I'm into that.
Yeah, I'm into what she is for her generation, whatever it is, what we're calling it, the Addison Rae of her generation, because I just feel that she's doing it well, whatever this is.
And she can dance too.
She can.
I want a music video for To Die For and I Got It Bad.
Yeah. To Die For really made the rounds on TikTok for the past year or so. And so she's reclaimed it. And exactly what I predicted happened, because the feature with Charlie XCX, who did co-write this song, and she is a... Let me check the song credits on that. It's Charlie, it's Leland, Andrew Goldstein, Madison Love. Yeah, like having Charlie as an official co-sign on the song with a feature made the pop snobs like Pitchfork have to pay attention. And lo and behold, they did a write-up about it.
And they praised it.
And I know that the Charlie cosign absolutely helped a lot, because they've determined that Charlie is cool enough to be appraised in Pitchfork world and whatever. So aligning with Charlie has made Addison cool enough to be considered, I think. And so, yeah, now we have To Die For with Miss Charlie. A brisk verse addition.
Yeah, it's brisk.
It is.
I could have done without the Charlie feature. And I know some people are like, well, what do you have against Charlie? And I'm like, it's nothing against her. I'm like, it's the same way I feel about Slumber Party.
Mm-hmm.
I love Tinashe.
Yeah.
But I also loved when Britney did that verse, like the clawfoot bath with bubbles. There was something about Britney singing it that was like,
there's also the very real condition of demo-itis, where, like, if you heard the song, well, granted, we didn't hear To Die For. Yes, we did.
But it was shorter.
It was shorter.
It was like a minute 40.
Yeah. But, like, once you've heard it and you've gotten used to it, just like Slumber Party or To Die For, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Not that it's a bad thing, but maybe.
No, not at all.
Maybe it could have been To Die For and then the feature as the sixth track.
Right.
You know, why not? But in any case,
Troye Sivan, he has like all those different versions of Rush.
Right.
So I'm like, I would have done the same thing.
Right.
Where's To Die For extended?
Yeah, let's
I need to
add to
Die
the
For
list.
House mix.
Mm-hmm.
I want like 80 versions of To Die For.
It could have been
so
fun
good.
To come out with AR without the feature and then a week later with Charlie. And that would have also stirred up a lot of extra noise too. You know?
Like AR remixed.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
But Nothing On But The Radio is just a historic track in Gaga world. I've seen an array of emotions from she destroyed Gaga's song to like, oh, she ate her up.
She did eat her up.
I just think it. I love Gaga's version as well, but I feel like, well, they're just two different flavors, to be honest. And that song doesn't represent how she sounds at all anymore, obviously. But
I think Nothing On But The Radio would have worked for Gaga in 2010.
Yes.
But Gaga now.
Right.
No.
Right.
Like, this would have worked on The Fame.
Yeah. That's sometimes songs slip through the cracks, and then you just start selling makeup, and you don't have time for music, and you just start working on The Joker.
Oh.
So somebody else got to pick up your scraps and polish them off and turn them into diamonds.
I believe she's somewhere living with deep, deep regret.
Well, and then there's also
you know how I love working with legends.
There's also It Could Have Been You, which was a surprise for me, because that's like a deeper cut from the from the lost songs, which I really appreciate, produced by Alexander 23. And then of course Obsessed, which kicked us all off.
Where's Chords That Cry?
I know
Chords AR2
we do kind of need that. I'm really curious.
Curious.
Everybody has one. No, that's fantasy. Do you dare? I'm curious what this will lead to. As far as I know, this was like a one-off sort of situation, like release for this. Like, I don't know where this is going to lead, but she did say like that music is coming.
Yeah, she alluded to more.
Yeah.
She said the word next. Mm-hmm. So
very ready for whatever is next. I've loved, and talk about Legends Only, the accompanying photos for this were shot by Ellen Von Unwerth, who did
Britney
Blackout and so many other things. It truly goes all the way back, Janet, all the legends. So, I mean, what a killer way to debut. It's like Rami, Ellen Von Unwerth, like, nailed it.
Also, the album or the EP title is funny to me, like, because we were all calling it AR1,
uh-huh.
And the SoundCloud playlist was called AR1,
uh-huh.
The YouTube playlists were all called AR1.
Yeah.
And the fact that she just called it AR.
All right, well, if you're searching it.
I'm like, okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
We can hang.
It also just kind of, it says like this isn't an album. This is like a collection of songs that came from those sessions. Makes sense to me. It's like from the AR1 sessions. She did the damn thing, overshadowed all the other girls.
She did. I love it. To Die For is probably going to be my second most played now of the year.
Yeah, I'm streaming I Got It Bad hard to make up for 2 years probably worth of listening to that
noises.
Snippet. And fan. She's putting up quite a battle with fan noises, ambient sleep, but she will overcome. But I'm really happy this happened, and in such a very sort of nonchalant kind of like, you know, just, oh, casually, here it is.
Yeah, she popped up at Hamburger Mary's in LA.
I mean, ally.
And she handed out lighters. She with was the promo photo on it. It was like very
so cute.
It like even reminded me of Blackout.
Yeah.
Like when Britney was just kind of like running around there. And
yeah,
like handing out things.
Popping out of the shower.
And, yeah.
And she also took pictures with the queens. She posted on her story or IG, whatever. Ally, supporter, making music for the gays.
Know what would crack me up? If she did paparazzi pictures like Heidi Montag crying outside and was like after AR flops,
yeah,
that would be so funny to me.
That would be really funny.
Because she does kind of, I mean, everyone kind of stages their pop. No, not totally, but right. Like a lot of paparazzi photos are staged now.
There's layers to it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they call to let you know that they're arriving somewhere, but then other times they've completely set up the shoot like Heidi.
Like
Heidi's unique. Like there are a few who take photos like Heidi.
Addison,
back
if
them.
You're listening, do a paparazzi shoot of sitting outside your apartment crying after AR flopped.
Or like using your AR lighter.
To Die For only got a million streams. Ugh. Good for her.
Good for her.
Also, I had some friends meet her in at that event. So she was very sweet and very nice.
So lucky.
Yeah.
And she debuted the live performance because Charlie posted a video of them flailing to the song together. So live vocals in that video. So
Will your fave?
When will your fave?
She also got a shout out from Kesha.
From the TikTok singer herself to the princess of TikTok.
Yeah.
New Addison Rae today. You know I'll be dancing on the sidewalk to this, says Kesha.
Another tastemaker that gets it.
I mean, endorsement, if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. Good for her.
Good for her. And you know what? It is a triumph because she was laughed off. There's a lot of revisionist history happening on the internet right now because the same people who went viral dragging her for Obsessed and the video and the performance and like people who are really mean to her are now went from like ironic standing to unironic standing. And I feel like
me.
Oh, well, you.
Well, I wasn't like
you weren't really.
I wasn't like making it a thing to be a hater. I was just like, ew, this could be anyone.
But the way that the internet has sort of flipped collectively, and it's been interesting to watch because it was absolutely like, fuck you for even trying to do music.
Yeah.
Then like ironic standing, and now it's like, no, actually, this is, why does this kind of eat kind of vibes? It's like, because it does.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, people bandwagon.
Yes.
And if it's like the cool thing to be a hater,
yeah,
it's easy to just like jump on that.
Right. But I think, I don't know. It's cool that I imagine that she was nervous to put this out because of what happened last time.
Oh, I imagine.
So.
Because there's been no interviews. There's been no press. Because every quote kind of gets torn up.
Yeah. So good for her for.
I thought that is what made it cool. It was like a casual slay. It was like, oh, here, this is just happening.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blow my bubble gum and hand out some lighters to some drag queens and go home.
Honestly.
Like, wait a minute. This slays.
Exactly. And good for her for doing, like, now she's going to do a horror movie for Thanksgiving. We finally have a Thanksgiving horror movie that we've all been clamoring for by Eli Roth. In the movie Grindhouse, there was a fake trailer for a horror movie called Thanksgiving or about Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Literally that, but in slow motion horror sound. And
oh my God, she should cover that.
She should. So she's starring in that. It's probably going to be disgusting too, knowing that it's Eli Roth.
Oh.
He did Hostel. I don't know if I'll actually be seeing that. And I don't want to know what they do to Addison in that.
Yeah, no.
She better be the survivor, the final girl, because I don't want to see her getting eaten up.
Someone's going to be like, oh, she really did get it bad. You know what? Oh, she's a writer.
There we go. All right. Well, we've got even more to discuss, but we'll be chatting it up in the after show. Thank you, everybody, for joining us and for getting it bad.
Yeah. The conversation will be continuing over in the after show, which is something that we do every single week after
the show.
Over on patreon.com/legendsonly.
But until next time. We will.
Why was it? I almost said slay you. See you
soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.